This is the 2005 Key Stage 3 Mental Mathematics Test D. Listen carefully to the instructions I am going to give you. When I have finished, your teacher will stop the recording and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start with a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the recording and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. Add together the numbers on your answer sheet. Add together the numbers on your answer sheet. Now we are ready to start the test. For the first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. What is 42 multiplied by 10? What is 42 multiplied by 10? Question 2. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Write down the number that is the mode. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Write down the number that is the mode. Question 3. How many centimeters are there in 3/4 of a meter? How many centimeters are there in 3/4 of a meter? Question 4. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Write it as simply as possible. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Write it as simply as possible. Question 5. What number is 8 less than minus 4? What number is 8 less than minus 4? Question 6. Write 1.5 million in figures. Write 1.5 million in figures. Question 7. Round 2.694 to one decimal place. Round 2.694 to one decimal place. Question 8. The length of a piece of string is 14 centimeters to the nearest centimeter. What is the minimum length this piece of string could be? The length of a piece of string is 14 centimeters to the nearest centimeter. What is the minimum length this piece of string could be? Question 9. What is the gradient of the line with equation y equals 2x plus 3? What is the gradient of the line with equation y equals 2x plus 3? For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 10. Write down a factor of 36 that is greater than 10 and less than 20. Write down a factor of 36 that is greater than 10 and less than 20. Question 11. A train journey began at 10:35 a.m. and ended at 11:15 a.m. How long was the train journey in minutes? A train journey began at 10:35 a.m. and ended at 11:15 a.m. How long was the train journey in minutes? Question 12. Drinks cost 28 pence each. What is the greatest number of these drinks I can buy with £1? Drinks cost 28 pence each. What is the greatest number of these drinks I can buy with £1? Question 13. Put a cross on the grid to show the point with coordinates minus 2, 1. Put a cross on the grid to show the point with coordinates minus 2, 1. Question 14. The probability I will be late for school is 1/20. What is the probability that I will not be late for school? The probability I will be late for school is 1/20. What is the probability that I will not be late for school? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 15. Look at the diagram on your answer sheet. What is the area of the rectangle? Look at the diagram on your answer sheet. What is the area of the rectangle? Question 16. How many thirds are there in 2? How many thirds are there in 2? Question 17. Look at the trapezium. Angle A is 110 degrees. What is the size of angle B? Look at the trapezium. Angle A is 110 degrees. What is the size of angle B? Question 18. Solve the equation P plus 3/5 equals 1. Solve the equation T plus 3/5 equals 1. Question 19. Last month, my telephone bill was £30. This month, it is 20% more. How much is this month's bill? Last month, my telephone bill was £30. This month, it is 20% more. How much is this month's bill? Question 20. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Its value is 82. Write an expression using A and B with a value of 41. Look at the expression on your answer sheet. Its value is 82. Write an expression using A and B with a value of 41. Question 21. What is 3/4 of a half? What is 3/4 of a half? Question 22. Your answer sheet shows the nth term of a sequence. What is the 6th term in this sequence? Your answer sheet shows the nth term of a sequence. What is the 6th term in this sequence? Question 23. Work out the value of 2 to the power 6 divided by 2 squared. Work out the value of 2 to the power 6 divided by 2 squared. For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 24. Look at the 2 points on the square grid. Put one more cross on the grid so that the 3 points join to form an isosceles triangle. Look at the 2 points on the square grid. Put one more cross on the grid so that the 3 points join to form an isosceles triangle. Question 25. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer. Look at the calculation on your answer sheet. Write an approximate answer. Question 26. 10 out of 36 people said they ate toast for breakfast. What angle should represent this on a pie chart? 10 out of 36 people said they ate toast for breakfast. What angle should represent this on a pie chart? Question 27. Look at the circle with radius 3. One of the values below is its area. Put a ring round the correct value. Look at the circle with radius 3. One of the values below is its area. put a ring round the correct value. Question 28. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Put them in order of size, starting with the smallest. Look at the numbers on your answer sheet. Put them in order of size, starting with the smallest. Question 29. Write two numbers with a mean of 6 and a range of 4. Write two numbers with a mean of 6 and a range of 4. Question 30. A cube has a volume of 8 cubic centimeters. What is the volume of a cube with edges that are all twice as long? A cube has a volume of 8 cubic centimeters. What is the volume of a cube with edges that are all twice as long? Put your pens down. The test is finished.